From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, I'm Paul, VK4PY, and if you're heading to the Gold Coast early November to visit family or friends or even perhaps have a holiday, why not pop into the Gold Coast Amateur Radio Society Hamfest on Saturday, the 11th of November, which is not that far away. The event will be held at the Albert Waterways Hall, which is on the corner of Sunshine Boulevard and Hooker Boulevard at Mermaid Waters, opposite Pacific Fair. Entry prices are still the same, with $7 per person and $10 for a family, with doors open to the public from 8 a.m. Some of the tables that have been purchased for the event are supplies to the industry, along with other fellow amateurs and other clubs. Once again, we're having the very popular bacon and egg muffins, as well as other items for the barbecue. To book a table or other info, go to www.gcars.com.au and look for the Hamfest tab or email hamfest@gcars.com.au. See you hopefully at a Hamfest on the 11th of November. I'm Paul, VK4PY, and you're tuned to
VK4WIA and the Q News.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Burdekin, Charters Towers, Townsville and Hinchinbrook regions, it can be heard on the VK4RAT Townsville VHF repeater 146.7 MHz, immediately following the 9 a.m. transmission of the WIA National News every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club retransmit team, I'm Gavin, VK4ZZ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Have you ever played the game of trying to imagine what the person on the other end of a microphone is like? It might be a podcast, a broadcast, the telephone, or over the air. And have you come across a photo, video, or met the person and had your mental image shattered? On the other hand, have you had someone that you know turn up on air and totally confuse your understanding of them? One of the things that we humans do very well is create images in our minds. It is said that this has been a survival skill for Homo erectus through to modern man. Finding patterns in the surrounds enabled our ancestors to detect predators and find sources of food, it appears. So it might be a fact that what attracts us to investing our time in a pastime like amateur radio is a multitude of connections in our brain's wiring that engage both our curiosity and our need for both stimulation and relaxation. We take on a hobby that requires us to learn about things that we can't see, but which we can imagine. We can attach our participation in this recreation to other ones like hiking, cycling, motoring and boating, as well as aeronautics. Whilst the shacks can be a man cave, a reclusive protection away from the mundane world, they can also be the way to socialise with the whole planet full of people. As technology expands and amalgamates, the capacity to enjoy the internet from portable devices melds with remote operating and linking. So what's in store? Can we read any straws in the wind and successfully say what amateur radio will look like in the middle of late 21st century? Well, I started by pointing out that mankind is good at determining patterns, and that is where I will end also. What it would seem is that we can expect technology to advance. Radio started from electrically induced signals to embrace thermionic valves. Then came solid state, leading to integrated circuits, and computing moved from valves to transistors and onwards to the internet. Rockets used for the war made the investigation of space possible, and proliferation of communication satellites. In other words, the patterns are of evolution and amalgamation, discovery and development. And we really shouldn't expect that to change. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.